and I'll be analyzing a clip from All About My Mother, or also known as Todo Sobre Mi Madre, which is a film written and directed by Pedro Almodóvar. The clip that I'll be commenting on begins at 58 minutes and 5 seconds, and ends at 1 hour, 3 minutes and 5 seconds. Well, the film is clearly a drama, but as in many other films, Almodóvar also gives a touch of comedy. In this section that I have chosen, Manuela, which is played by Cecilia Roth, explains to Uma and to Nina that they didn't meet by chance, that she didn't meet them by chance. She explains that several years ago, she used to play Stella's role in Streetcar Named Desire, which is the play. And also she tells Nina and Uma that 2 months ago her son died trying to get an autograph from Uma. The next scene, it's Uma is waiting for Manuela, and when they meet, they decide to go to Manuela's apartment, and there Uma apologizes and asks Manuela to return and work with her, which Manuela refuses. I chose this section because I think it portrays three of the main themes of the whole movie. The first theme is the idea of how women have the capacity to lie, to pretend and to act, and how this capacity gives them power. The second theme is the idea of maternity, of how women are constantly able to behave as mothers and are able to take care of other people. And the third theme is the idea of how there is some kind of spontaneous solidarity between women. So now I'm going to describe and analyze the different techniques and elements that are used by Almodóvar to carry on and further explain these different themes. So this first theme of capacity of women to pretend and to lie, and how this gives them power, is shown in this clip by the fact that, well, the clip starts with two actresses, Nina and Uma Rojo, and one amateur actress, which is Manuela. I say this because she played Estela the night before, and also played Estela 20 years before with where he met her husband. This capacity of acting gives this woman a higher status, a higher position, and leaves them in a position of power, because they can deceive people and control them. This idea of power is portrayed throughout the film with a red color. Some examples of this is that Uma Rojo, her last name, Rojo, in English would mean red, and the fact that she's all the time dressing in red clothes and her hair is red shows this idea of she wanting to be in control of things and being in total power, which in fact sometimes she isn't. Also, we can see red everywhere. It's not only this film, but in many Almodóvar's films, he uses red as a symbol of power and sometimes danger. And well, in this clip, we see Manuela enter the room with a red T-shirt. But then, when she starts narrating the story of the death of her son, she starts to feel powerless. This is shown with the framing and the camera proxemics and character placement. The scene is a close-up, and in which Manuela is centered in the middle of the frame. And this is used to create a great emphasis in her facial expressions. The second scene is also appears a red color, which is when Uma meets Rosa and Manuela. The ones that are wearing the red color are Uma and Rosa, so this creates a parallelism between them, because in a certain way both want to show their powerful and control their surroundings. Rosa wants to control and say that everything is okay, when in fact she isn't, and she's going to die and there is no way she can help that. And Uma wants to control Nina because she's in love with her, but Nina is addicted to drugs, and there is no way of stopping that. When Rosa and Uma meet there, they try to look for Manuela's help. So here in this scene, they're the dominant. First, Uma is the dominant, and then Rosa. But Manuela is always the subsidiary contrast. Because of her clothes that have the same tone as the background, she's showing that she doesn't need to call attention or feel that she's in control of someone. She just behaves as a normal person trying to help. This relates to the idea of maternity that I will be talking about later. Also, Rosa, once they get into the apartment, Rosa stops pretending to be a powerful woman, and lets herself be taken by this loving environment created by Manuela. During the entire film, we can see something very important, that is that the ones in power are the women, and they are the ones that play the role of men. And in fact, the several men that appear, most of them are transsexuals. So basically, the men are playing the role of women. And when another example of how this color shows the differences in power is in when they're in Manuela's room, apartment. Manuela is surrounded by this brown tone, while Uma is surrounded by this red saturated tone color. This shows that Manuela doesn't want to be powerful, and she refuses to work with Uma and get the power that this job would give her. Now I'm going to talk about this theme of maternity. The first scene of the clip, also as I already said, the camera proxemics on the character placement, and along with the staging position, because Manuela is looking straight on, shows that makes the viewer feel that he's in the room with the other three persons. This is conning our feelings and shows how powerful the love of Manuela is for her son. When Uma is waiting in the staircase, the character placement in which Uma is placed in the left side of the screen, of the frame, shows that she's lonely. There is a missing space besides her, which this place could be filled with maternal love from, let's say, Manuela. Also, when Uma meets Manuela and Rosa, we can see that the character proxemics shows the different relationships between them. There is no space between Rosa and Manuela, showing the connection they have, showing how Manuela has accepted to take care of Rosa as if she was her own daughter, while Uma is a little bit further away and it's separated from them. So this shows how Manuela is not going to be able to take care of both of them. When they enter the apartment, there is an important thing, which is the dialogue. Manuela tells Rosa not to argue. This is a maternal language, which shows that Rosa now is in fact her daughter. And now Rosa takes her coat off, her red coat off, showing that she's accepting to have no power and let herself be driven by Manuela. The third theme I'll be talking about is this idea of how there is some spontaneous solidarity between women. And the example of this is the relationship between Uma and Manuela. This is not part of this script, but it's an important theme in the entire film. Manuela needs a job, and one day when she meets Uma, she helps Uma find Nina, so Uma decides to give Manuela the job as a reward for helping her. So this shows how solidarity carried by Manuela helped the whole story evolve. Also, the biggest symbol of solidarity is the transsexual agrado, which basically claims that she's called agrado because she likes to please people. This shows how the solidarity in women. It doesn't matter that he's a man, because inside himself he always dreamt to be a woman. This shows that the relationship between these different women, both Agrado, Uma, Manuela, Nina, and Rosa, is based in solidarity. It's one helping the other, one being the, in some way, the mother of the other. When Manuela is talking to Nina and Uma about the death of Esteban, Uma turns her head in the middle of the narration, and her facial expression shows this face of regret and repentance of what she had done, because she feels guilty in a way with the death of Esteban. So this Amorover is able to create this great transition effect, because we know that it's Uma remembering the scene in which Esteban is hitting the door's window. This shows in part the solidarity of Uma that now understands, not the solidarity of Uma, but the thing, she understands that she needed to be solidarity, because that would have saved Esteban's life. So to conclude, I want to say that Almodovar uses several devices, like color, camera proxemics, stage positions, framing, to represent these different themes in this particular clip. Obviously, this throughout the film, these themes are explained in more profound and with lots of symbols, which makes the film a great movie to watch and spend some time.